Hey, everybody. Welcome to Older and Wiser. I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, joined as always by my good friend Susan Sikora up there in Northern California at her home. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Here I am, quarantined. I've lost how many days it is.
I don't even know what month we're on, to be honest.
I am turning into something between a mole and a sloth.
Everything is changing. We're doing things differently. They're trying to figure out how you can get groceries at the curb. Everything's at the curb these days.
Even, yes.
I understand you took your cat to the vet. Even they have curb service.
Well, he needed a vet's attention. I would have taken him in for a checkup because he's not well. He's not at the top of his game, but, you know, I still have him. And we arranged an appointment on the phone.
So most of it you do over the phone, but then how is it working? You physically went to the vet, I understand, to pick up some food.
Some food, yes.
But what are they doing? Are they coming out to your car? How does that work?
Yeah, what you do is it's sort of like picking up your groceries at the curb. You drive up. Call them and say, hi, I'm here. I'm parked right outside. And they come out and bring you whatever it is. I already gave them my credit card number and all that information.
So you don't even have to exchange credit cards?
I did not even get out of the car. No.
No contact.
I could have worn my pajamas to this, but I wouldn't. Well, I might next week.
Hey, that's one of the joys of all of this is getting to wear your pajamas all day. Don't take that away from us.
I'm concerned about when we all get to the point where we've worn pajamas so long, we think it's okay to walk out and get your mail. And then beyond getting your mail, then now you're going to the grocery store. People are going to show up in pajamas and they're going to go, somebody's here and she doesn't look well.
Yes, that's exactly right.
The vet thing works like the curbside groceries. And I've done more of that. I did it with a new store this week, too.
Might try that. I've been doing the delivery thing, and that's been working pretty good. But I might try that curbside.
Well, it gets, you know what? It gets you out because otherwise we're all going to go cuckoo. And if you're taking a walk, I'm not. If you're making your bed, I'm not. If you're cleaning your house and organizing it, I'm not. Honestly, at least if you go into your car, you don't have to wear the mask in the car, is my understanding. And then if you interact with anybody, even if they're going to put something in the window, I put the mask on.
Good. Yeah, you should wear your mask on.
Yeah, but at least it gets me out and I can drive around a little bit. And, you know, gas is cheap now, so okay.
Okay, well, today we're going to talk about little things we can do to make ourselves feel better in isolation. Some of us living alone or some of us living with someone else, but it's getting a little intense. So let's go down through this list. Most of these items from Self Magazine, I thought they were kind of clever. So let's get started. Number one, open your curtains, which you clearly have done. I can see your curtains are open now. You're letting the sun shine in.
Actually, I don't have curtains. I have blinds.
You have blinds,
okay.
But you let the sun
shine in. Of course. I would never sit here with everything closed up all day.
No. Number two, change your sheets. Change your sheets. Now listen, I get the idea of this. You know how it feels when you have just changed the sheets and you can smell the fabric softener and everything is all clean like a hotel and you're just like, isn't this great? There's a little
moment. Where do you live?
There's a little moment.
Who's changing your bed? It's clearly not you.
There's a little moment where you
smells like a hotel.
You know, it feels good for the moment. Okay, you didn't like that one. All right. Well, maybe you should just make the bed. At least that would help a little bit.
Or close the door and stay out of the room. That also works.
Okay, that works too. Number three, take a shower in the middle of the day. Have you ever done that? Just for no apparent reason. Just at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Not really. I usually do it if I have to do things around and I'm going to get a little hot and sweaty. Oh, please, God, I should once. If I vacuum, you know, that's my strenuous thing.
Yeah, that's
then I'll
a hard
vacuum
workout.
First,
yeah.
Pick up, put the trash out, wash my hands, and then maybe take the shower after that. I don't know who I'm fooling because it's not like I really did a hard day's work.
Here's the thing. I think you should try to do your shower as an enjoyable event, not so much as something that you've got to do to get clean. You know, think about it while you're in there. Enjoy it. Let the water run a little longer and just kind of enjoy.
Hello. We are in California because the drought is coming and wildfire season is on its heels. So
you're a spoil sport is what you are.
I'm eminently practical. I'm frugal Fran here. Go ahead.
Read one page from a book that you love. Just one page.
Oh.
Pull a book out of the bookshelf and just read a page and then put it back. I bet that would make you feel good.
I
Depending on the book.
I think I'd either, if it's a really good book, then I'd want to keep reading. And if it's not, I'd go, oh, I'm never pulling that
out. And if it's a self-help book and you start to feel guilty that you're not doing everything well, that can be bad.
Yeah, I don't know if that's working. Give me another one.
Start a list of things to look forward to.
Eating? Does eating count? Does eating count?
Well, you're eating. I mean, you don't need to look forward to that. You're doing plenty of that right now.
Let me tell you, I said to a friend of mine this week on the phone, if this thing goes on much longer, I am going to be buying maternity clothes, and it's going to look very strange on a woman my age.
The muumuu could come back.
I've been saying that for years, bring back the muumuu.
You could plan a vacation for far into the future. Like, get out all the travel brochures or look online and decide where you're going to go, what hotel you'll stay in. That can be fun.
Okay.
Maybe you may not ever take that vacation, but the process of planning could be enjoyable.
Or you could watch a movie that kind of speaks to that. Like, what's that thing, Under the Tuscan Sun?
Under the Tuscan Sun.
Yeah.
That is the perfect...
Everybody wanted to run to Italy. Now, I don't know. We'd have to wait and see how it survives all of this.
I think the goal here really is to look past coronavirus, because it will go away. I mean, we're going to lose this thing. We're going to get past it, and life will continue on the way it was. But I think you just got to... put your mind and aim it toward the future and try not to worry as much about what's happening right now. Maybe.
Yeah. And I think you have to also try to disconnect from watching too much of this on TV, all these updates and everything.
I would add that to the list. Let's add it to the list.
Yeah. Because
take a day off from TV news.
Mm-hmm. I watched a lot less. I was watching all the presidential briefings and everything else, mostly because I wanted to see what the doctors had to say, frankly. But the doctors are kind of making the rounds as guests on other shows. They're popping up a lot. Dr. Fauci is in particular. And I thought, fine, I'll hear it. And the news will have it at night. They'll say, this is what the new thing is.
Well, and the endless briefings from Andrew Cuomo. I like Andrew Cuomo. I'm very proud of what he's doing, but I don't know if people are comforted by this or if it's just stress producing. What do you think?
I think if you're in New York City, because it pretty much is tailored to New York. And,
but we're watching it all over America, so...
I know we are. Well, no, but that's probably not his doing. That's probably the doing of the media.
Yeah.
Because he was doing it well and updating.
I'm not blaming him for having the press conferences, but maybe we don't need to take the whole thing live.
Well, you may be right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the advice here is take a day... assume nothing new, really important is going to happen, and don't watch TV news for 24 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Start a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I was never a big jigsaw puzzle fan, but listen, if you have a jigsaw puzzle on the coffee table,
yes,
and you're bored, you could sort of sit up and go, meh, that looks like that could go there.
It could be fun. As long, if I had one that was about 9 by 12 and the pieces were, there were maybe 30 pieces.
Giant pieces. Remember how the jigsaw puzzles we used to have as little kids? They're like four pieces. That's all
right?
I want.
That's it.
It gives you a feeling of accomplishment.
Oh, I know where that goes. Boom, I'm done in 15 minutes. Right. I must be a whiz.
Mm-hmm. Rearrange your furniture.
Oh,
did we hit on one you like?
Oh.
You like that.
Except I can't really do it where I am now because I'm in a smaller place. And pretty much, I mentally do it. A lot of people will make their grocery list or they'll figure what they're going to make for dinner. I don't cook, so I'm thinking, how could I rearrange the living room?
I remember even as a kid, like in high school, I would have to remove my room around every few months. Like, I don't like the bed there anymore. I want the bed over by the window. Oh, right. No, now we're going to move this over and put the TV over there. And I would always have to move the bedroom around because I would get too bored in there if I didn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I agree. And if you've got, it's a little harder with open space structures because there's certain places you have to be if you want a reading lamp by the couch, unless you have a floor lamp, that kind of thing. Whereas the extension, you don't want to trip on the cord and break a hip because you like the new living room.
Well, and I thought about this in our house too. I mean, we're kind of out of options. I mean, with the furniture we have, they kind of have to sit where they're sitting. There are no other good rearrangement options. So, watch a movie you haven't seen in years. Like something you know you like it, but you haven't seen it in a long, long time. Just pop it in. Here's what I find happens is you think you know this movie inside and out, and then you watch it again after not having seen it for a long time, and you realize, God, I don't remember that scene.
Oh, I don't remember that line.
I don't remember that line. Yeah. Oh,
what's wrong with you? What's happened to you? What's it from?
Big chill. Yeah, big chill. Okay, here's one I don't think I'm going to do, but people like it, and so I'm leaving it on the list. Pick a day and dress up for dinner. Like, put your work
for
clothes
on. For what, the
cat? Just, we're wearing our sweats and our crummy clothes in all day. We go to, we don't barely change our clothes to get out of bed anymore. So one day a week, you iron a shirt, you put on some nice pants, you know, if you're a woman, you put on a, like a lovely dress you haven't worn in 3 months.
I don't think I own a dress, but go ahead.
And, you know, you fix your hair and you put on some makeup and you, you go to sit at the dinner table and have a nice meal, even if you're by yourself.
I'll do the makeup part.
You'll do the makeup part.
I try to put something on that's at least an upgrade from what I'm wearing if I'm wearing pajamas or if I'm wearing, I don't have sweatpants, but, you know.
Okay. Well, here's
loungy stuff, you know, to go get my mail and then come back.
Yeah.
And then what time is it that I can get back in my pajamas again?
I mean, you know? Wouldn't it be nice if one of your neighbors hollered out from across the street, Susan, you look extra nice today. Wouldn't that make your whole day?
Oh, what's wrong with you? What's happened to you?
You don't know me at all. All right. Finally, one that you just added, because I know that this is good. Go out and pick some flowers.
Yes. Not in someone else's yard.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not a good idea. Everybody's a little at the edge now.
Yeah.
I found a bunch of wild calla lilies, believe it or not, and they're thick. I almost wanted to go in and garden a little bit, and they're on a bit of a slope. And so
where public property, public park?
It's kind of on the edge of a road. It's not in a public park at all.
Okay.
No, and it's not part of landscaping. It's probably, you know, bulbs that were planted at one point and they just kind of propagate.
So you're bringing the outdoors in.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's something new in your environment that wasn't there yesterday. And,
yes. And it's still left enough for somebody else to do the same thing. And the whole, area is completely still beautiful. So.
All right, let's move on to our next topic today. We're talking about comfort foods.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now you're talking my language.
Because sometimes you really do just need to fall back to something that makes you feel good. I mean, obviously, we're supposed to be eating healthy and we're supposed to have our you know, radicchio and our kale salads and all that sort of thing to stay healthy. But sometimes these days, we sort of need to occasionally allow ourselves a little bit of comfort food. Mm-hmm. So we've got, so you and I, we've come up with three of our favorites. Mm-hmm. I'll start. Number one,
go ahead.
Tomato soup, Campbell's tomato soup out of the can. Very easy to make it. You just add a little water, put in the microwave, heat it up, and crack a bunch of premium saltine crackers on top.
What?
And it soaks down into the tomato soup, and it's salty and warm, and it just makes, it's like a big warm hug.
Okay. Man, I just had a window into your childhood.
Tomato soup.
And that of probably a lot of other guys.
Exactly. It's easy to make. Ate that all through college, too, which is so easy.
Okay,
okay,
right.
How about you? What's your?
Well, of course, a bag of potato chips. Now, I try to be healthy. So I try to get the kind with the olive oil. And I have tried to at least put them in a bowl so that, and get a smaller bowl.
So, yeah, you don't want to eat them right out of the bag.
The TV. Oh, out of the bag is death.
No.
Forget it. Yeah. I like the ones with olive oil. They're just olive oil, potatoes, and salt.
Okay.
Trader Joe's has them and Sprouts, you know. They
potato chips are a guilty pleasure, that's for sure.
They are, yeah. Yes.
I even go for Lay's, the original Lay's. Those are perfect.
Lay's are good also. And, of course, Cape Cod.
Okay, my second comfort food, scrambled eggs with buttered toast.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
It's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It's just salt, a lot of butter, a couple of eggs, scramble them right in the pan. Mm-hmm. Put a couple of pieces of buttered toast on the side And, you know, I'm perfectly happy. That's all
depending
I need.
Depending on the level of cooking you do of your scrambled eggs, if you don't overdo them, they're not too dry and falling apart and crumbly,
yeah.
You can actually take them out and make a scrambled egg sandwich.
Oh, that's what I should have said, was scrambled egg sandwich. Oh, that is real comfort food.
A little variation on the theme.
Okay, well, how about you? What's your number two?
Let's see. I've got a Lazy Girl's grilled cheese I've developed of late. I usually have sharp cheddar cheese, a little block of that in the fridge. When I go to the store, I try to get that. And I cut a little bit of that, a couple little slices of that, and I put it on a wasa.
That crunchy bread.
Cracker,
yeah, it's so good.
And I put it in the microwave for a couple of seconds, about 10 or so. It gets a little bubbly. Take it out and eat it.
Okay, that's not quite a grilled cheese sandwich, is it?
No, it's not. I said it's a Lazy Girl's grilled cheese.
It's very lazy. Okay, I get
it. It's quick.
It's
good.
It's your comfort food.
It's nourishing. It's like I can eat it while I'm thinking about what I want to eat.
All right. To each his own, I guess. A homemade chili. Now, it's one of those things that everyone thinks they make the best chili in the world, of course. So I've convinced my kids and my wife that I make the best chili in the world. You know, open cans. That's
you
all
open
it is.
Cans. That's all
everyone can make chili.
Do you have a secret ingredient?
Yes. Well, yes. A can of beer is my secret ingredient.
Get out of town.
And
to wash it down with or put in that.
Now, when the kids were little, I put a can of Coke in there. And that made it a little sweet, which is kind of good, too.
My mother used to put chocolate in. Have you heard of
that? Yeah, you need a little sweet. A little sweet makes it extra yummy. Okay, what's your last comfort food?
Okay, this is my all-time favorite, and this is kind of new. This is Corona new.
okay.
I actually went to Kohl's because they said they could do the curbside, too. I bought myself something I had years ago, an air popper.
Oh, popcorn. So you're having popcorn.
And I do, and I'm telling you, I like it. I know this is weird. Most people say, I like butter.
I do think air poppers make the popcorn too dry for my taste. But
they really fluff it up.
Do they?
And you can melt butter if you want. I don't. You can add salt.
Oh, you could melt butter. You're right. Melt butter and drizzle.
Now, the other thing you can do, if you put it in a microwave safe dish, a bowl, is take that same cheddar cheese and grate a little on top and stick it under the microwave for a couple of seconds. Then you have melted cheddar cheese in the popcorn.
Okay. So you've just upped it a little bit.
The hell
that's real
me.
Comfortable.
Absolutely,
that's
yes.
Super comfort food.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wrap things up today with what are you watching? Everybody's got a couple of shows that they have gotten into. How about you? What are you on right now?
I've got two new ones. One thanks to Masterpiece Theater on public television, and it's called World on Fire.
World on Fire.
It's a World War II piece, and it's Helen Hunt is in it. She plays an American journalist, and it's good. I mean, I thought I had seen enough World War II stuff to last me forever, but this is, it's. I think it's well done. I'm into it now I think that was the third week that it was on Sunday. That's very good on Sunday nights. And of course you can watch it anytime and get it on demand and all, and or record it. And the other one is Belgravia. And if you liked Downton Abbey, this is by Julian Fellowes, who did Downton Abbey.
Oh, love that.
And it's on something called Epics, but if you take your remote, your TV remote, you have the little system that you speak into the remote and you ask it for, it'll show you exactly where it is, so you don't have to go trying to find the numbers.
You have a remote that you talk to?
Oh, I do.
Oh, that's
I love
fancy.
It. Isn't Woo. That? Now, you never thought I'd be that tech savvy.
No, you can barely hook up for this phone call.
Honey, that's made for me, because who's going to listen to me all day? The remote will,
so
and it'll never tell me to be quiet.
And it'll find a show for you if you ask for it?
Well, you can say. You pick it
incredible.
Up, literally, like I'm using the phone. I'm not
yeah.
using it.
Yeah.
Okay. And just say, show me Belgravia, or just Belgravia.
And it'll play it for
and
you.
And it comes up, and it shows you, and you can ask it to remind you when it's on and or record it, or both.
Okay. If you can do that, I'm glad to know you can do that. Let me ask you to one day say, show me Better Things. This is a show on FX. It's also available on demand, which you would have on your cable system. And it's a sweet show, quirky, interesting show about the life of a divorced woman. living in a house in Los Angeles. She's a former voiceover actress, a former child star, and then but it's real interesting, very cleverly done, funny. You know, it's a comedy. But it's each episode's only 30 minutes, okay. But we are totally into it. We wait for the next new Better Things episode
Better
to come
things.
Out.
Better Things. Okay, I'll have to try. Is there anybody we would know in that?
Pamela Adlon is the star of it, and you may not recognize that name.
She,
But she's a comedian and a writer. Okay. And a, yeah. Okay, so final thoughts of the day. What's your final word?
Make your bed, don't make your bed. What's the difference? Okay. No one's going to see it. Well, and when you go to the door for something, no one will be there anyway, because usually when they leave something, they leave
they
it.
Disappear.
And
yeah,
they
disappear, yeah.
They'll go, because your money's already taken care of. So tipping kind of could be a little wonky if you need to make one. I haven't done pizza or anything.
But if you go to the door, what?
If you go to the door, try to at least have a decent pair of pajamas on.
Wear pants at the door.
Modest. Yeah.
All right. Again, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Older and Wiser. And for all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus, visit us at olderandwiser.com. We'll see you next time.